Good morning, and a very warm welcome to anybody who is visiting or who's here for the first time. We're delighted to have you with us and hope you will join us for tea or coffee in the Mayo Hall after the service. The day continues as normally with interactive worship at 11:30 and with reflective worship at 6:30. But in between, the U3A Orchestra is holding a concert here in the sanctuary at 3:00, and I believe there are still a couple of last-minute tickets left if you'd like to speak to Liz or Ken Bartlett. And while that is going on, Peter Ashdown, Georgina Forbes, and Ray Erskine will be giving their all on a 10-kilometre walk around the City of London for Christian Aid. And I believe they are still open to sponsorship offers. Personal news, Dot Dixon is in hospital. And also best wishes to Peter Acko, who will be reading at the Mayor's inaugural service this afternoon. A couple of final notices. First of all, a notice about notices. And if you lurk around the corridors, you'll see there's been a bit of a change in where we've got the notice boards. So if you're looking for any mail which people may have left for you, look on the wall opposite Leslie's office, where the mail notice board has been moved to. And if you're involved in any activity which has a rotor, don't look where you normally look. Look on the notice board in the little bit of corridor which leads up to the kitchen, where you'll find all rotors now. Good. And finally, Church News is now out. Do pick up your copy from the vestibule. And in it, you'll find the 2011 Open Gardens programme. So do please pick that up too and make a note of the date so that you can reserve them now.
Let us join together to worship God. We are living stones built on God's word, a word of life, our rock, our fortress. We join to sing the church's one foundation.
Thank you.
Let us join together to pray. Let us pray. Living God, a place of refuge and safe travel. You listen and create a place for us to be. To you we commit ourselves, not just this day, but all days. All our days are in your hands, but this day we will wait on you. We will wait on your word, your living word. We will wait on your spirit, your truthful spirit. We will wait on your life, your gift. Fill us with hope as we wait on you this day, that we might be built up, that we might know that we are your holy people. Forgive us, O God, for those times when we have done things that we know are not part of your holiness. For those times when we've done things which we know to be wrong. And we recognize also that sometimes we have done things that are wrong and we did not know it. Forgive us. Here are words that we can trust. Christ Jesus came and lived among us, revealing the truth of God's love and grace. Those who have no hope, he called by name. To those who had lost their way, he said, "Follow me." So let us learn to forgive ourselves and one another, that we might live the gift of God's grace. Lord, we pray. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Right, we need hands for this. Dylan, let me see your hands. Dylan, we need hands. And I'm not doing this by myself. Come on. Hands. So we're going to sing when you get this, but you must do the hands. You must do the hands. Hands. We believe that we are the body of Christ and we are built into the church.
Building together,
we are built together.
Building together,
we are built together. Being a church is not just about me and Jesus. Being a church is about us and Jesus. It's about me knowing Jesus, but me with other people following Jesus.
Building, building together, building, building together, building, building together, together following Jesus.
We believe that the church is built on the foundations of Jesus. We build our life on Him.
Building, building together, building, building together, building, building together.
We are building on Jesus, which doesn't mean He's squashed, but it does mean that He holds us together. So let us pray. Bless this church. Help us together to be your people. Bless us when we are together and when we are apart, that always we would live our lives on the foundations of Jesus. And we pray in His name. Amen.
We'll sing again. For I'm building a people of power.
We have two readings. Those of you who know a bit about the scriptures would have guessed that this reading from Peter was coming. This passage that is a word of reassurance, a word of comfort to beleaguered Christians. And Alan Oscroft will read it to us.
The first reading is taken from the first book of Peter, second chapter, and we read from verses 2 to 10. Be like newborn babies, always thirsty for the pure spiritual milk, so that by drinking it you may grow up and be saved. As the scripture says, you have found out for yourselves how kind the Lord is. Come to the Lord, the living stone rejected by man as worthless, but chosen by God as valuable. Come as living stones and let yourself be used in building the spiritual temple where you will serve as holy priests to offer spiritual and acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. For the scripture says, I chose a valuable stone which I am placing as the cornerstone of Zion, and whoever believes in him will never be disappointed. This stone is of great value for you that believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone which the builder rejected as worthless turned out to be the most important of all. And another scripture says, this is the stone that will make people stumble, the rock that will make them fall. They stumble because they did not believe in the word. Such was God's will for them. But you are the chosen race, the king's priests, the holy nation, God's own people, chosen to proclaim the wonderful acts of God, who called you out of darkness into his own marvelous light. At one time, you were not God's people, but now you are his people. At one time, you did not know God's mercy, but now you have received his mercy.
I think for many people, once they got beyond the 23rd Psalm and actually started to think about Jesus, would come up with the passage that we're going to hear now as their Bible best bit. In the face of trial and death, Jesus offers these words to the disciples. And Ray Erskine will read this passage to us.
The reading is from John's Gospel, chapter 14, reading from verse 1. Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there? Jesus answered him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. Not that you have known me, he said to them, you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. That is all we need. Jesus answered, For a long time I have been with you all, yet you do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe, Philip, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I have spoken to you, Jesus said to his disciples, do not come from me. The Father who remains in me does his own work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. If not, believe because of the things I do. I am telling you the truth. Those who believe in me will do what I do. Yes, they will do even greater things because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask for in my name, so that the Father's glory will be shown through the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it.
The phrase living stones in the Peter reading When I was working on this, it took me straight back to the trip that we made to Israel-Palestine. The Christian minority squeezed and many of them leaving. The soul of the Christian land departing, and left behind are the empty bricks and buildings. Historic tours of where Jesus once upon walked on the earth, rather than this is how the church is now. And there are many Christian tours to the Holy Land that do not engage with how it is for Christians in that land now. The Palestinian Christians who are there, a squeezed minority. But the focus is on the stones that Jesus once walked in, as though it was some sort of historical theme park. Now, some of you know and some of you don't, a group of us went to express our solidarity to Palestinian Christians a number of years ago. We still meet to pray for them, because that's what they asked us to do. They, in that place, are the living stones. And in this place, we are the living stones. Some people would say that stones is actually a really rubbish metaphor for how life is in Kingston United Reformed Church. Stones, okay, but only if they are on a tectonic plate, that they are moving. That's the only way that we can think of stones, because of the fluidity of how life is in our community. For many people, the changes in Kingston United Reformed Church in the last year have been seismic changes indeed. There's been death, there's been divorce, there's been illness, and for them it has ripped the heart out of who they think we are and how life for them is meant to be lived. The people that they thought of as their brothers and sisters in Christ are gone. So how are we going to survive? The people that they thought of as pillars of our church have gone. So how are we to survive? And it all feels a bit as though it makes for anxiety. And the answer for us and for our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world is clear, is simple. If we're going to be church, if we're going to build the church, we need to do it together, certainly. But what we have to build on Jesus. Not on gathering together a people who are like us. Not on making it easy for ourselves. We have to build on Jesus. Now, the words from John's Gospel are words spoken for anxious Christians. Anxious Jews, when it first came out of Jesus' mouth. But for us, as we hear it, words for anxious Christians. A densely packed passage that actually is probably your homework for the week, to go back to that passage from John and to take in each of the phrases in it. For me, it is the passage that I have to drag myself away from at funerals. I would read it at everybody's funeral. And same as you know, you would read 1 Corinthians 13 at everybody's wedding. I would read that passage from John at everybody's funeral. Peace, trust, hope. Those are the words of that passage. Great words of comfort, encouragement, and they are words for us for today. They are words for us in the face of death, but they're also words for us at the face of living a life. So Jesus speaks to the disciples, and they're all sitting there, you know, all... Maybe they've got a bit of sense, a bit twitchy, that something's going on. But basically, they think they are strong, forceful, independent men and women and children. But soon, they will discover that actually they have weakness in them that they didn't know was there. So there will be people that betray, that deny, that run away. And if you think about the Friday, these men who have said, "He is the Christ, I'm following him, I'm leaving my family," and then he dies on the cross, they are going to be left feeling that they have made the biggest mess up ever, and they look ridiculous. So if you ever think your life is tough, come back to these words of hope, trust, heaven, future, confidence that's in this passage. Believing in God does not make for an easy life. It is God who is with us as we go through. It's not about come to Jesus and all the pain will be over. It is that in the middle of the chaos and the pain that is real life, God is at work. God is with us. In the middle of the chaos and the pain, God is at work and God is with us. And our security, our confidence, does not come because we are at ease. You can know Christian joy in the middle of the most challenging of circumstances, but it doesn't mean that your life is easy. It means that as you go through it somewhere, you have a sense that somehow God is with you in the mix of it. I read this week somewhere that said, God did not call us to give us a semi in Bromley. God did not call us to give us a semi in Bromley. I think a semi in Bromley is a fantastic picture of ease. A semi in Bromley. God did not call us to give us a semi in Bromley. God called us to do what is required to build the church. Now, okay, right, I've said all that. How does building the church work? How does that work in that Peter passage? Right, I've said you build on Jesus. What about the stones? What about them? What about the decisions about the planning? Who does that? How does it all work? Well, there's for us as a group of reformed Christians, this text is actually a vitally important text because it holds within it a doctrine that we bring to the dinner party of worldwide Christianity. Not that everybody else doesn't know it's there, but that for us it's vitally important, and it is the doctrine of the priesthood of all believers. Hooray! You've heard it before. Here it is. The doctrine of the priesthood of all believers. We do not believe in priests. We don't have priests. The sacrifice has happened once. It was the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We don't believe in priests. We don't do priests. Except in the sense that we are all priests. We believe in ministers. Ministers are what we are, all of us. Now, the good news for us as an organization is that because of the size of our organization, it just can't be the job of any one person. It's not possible. So the good news of that is that we straight away know that actually there has to be some collaboration. You can't do all the stuff that we have to do as an organization one person can't do it. You could, of course, say, ah, yeah, well, that's what it looks like. But actually, behind the scenes, there she is, pulling all the strings, telling people what to do, sending them emails that they've got to do this and they've got to do that and they must follow this line. Well, I suppose in some places some people would, but that would be a waste of energy and creativity. The way that we work as a community is that at various points, various ones of us, groups of us, get on with bits of work on behalf of all of us. And yes, we have ministers who bring contributions, and yes, it would be useful sometimes if information flowed through the ministers and the church secretary, not just the ministers, and the church secretary, so that people knew. But that's about the flow of information. It's also about how can we get the doors open? How can we get the money to you? How can we get it going? Yep. And that flow of information is one of the particular things that Sugin brings to the party, in that he knows things that are going on. He has knowledge of the life among Koreans in the way that we white British people do not. So there was that glorious day when, not currently, there was that glorious day where once upon a time on our website we had a picture of the leader of the Moonies cult as a representative of a Korean face. Once upon a time, and Sugin quite rightly got on the phone and said, get that picture off and get it off now. Because otherwise every Korean person that comes and looks at the website is going to think that you're a bunch of Moonies. Well, you know what? Would not have known. So that's about the flow of information. But the work of the people of God is the work that we all do. Now, some of it we do through this building. Most of it we do out with this building. In our homes, in our jobs, in our communities, on the golf course, in the gym, at the cinema, in the pub, in the restaurant, in your garden. No, that's too far. Wherever you are, you are and you can be doing God's work. The majority of it is done when we as individuals are not together with other Christians. We're busy getting on with doing what is God's work. And as we do that, as we live that life, we are building the church. And is it easy? No, it certainly is not. But we were never promised it would be easy. And do we always know that God is with us? No. The teaching of the scriptures is that sometimes God hides God's face from us. That is the teaching. But the passage from John makes it clear that even in the bleakest and the darkest and the most difficult, God is at work through us and with us and together we will build the church. Let us be silent and then we will pray. Build the church, Lord Jesus. Build it through Peter and Ray and Georgina as they go on the sponsored Christian Aid walk. Build the church, Lord Jesus. Build it through the U3A concert that will use this building that Ken and Liz Bartlett have been a part of organizing. Build the church, Lord Jesus, through the service that will happen this afternoon to ask for your blessing on the new mayor, through the work of All Saints, that a range of other Christians and people of other faiths will play a part in, and bless Peter as he reads and Matthew as he sings. Build your church, Lord Jesus, as we sit around our dinner tables, as we eat on our laps, as we fall asleep in front of the telly. Whatever we are doing, build your church, yours. Amen. Blessed City, Heavenly Salem, we join to sing. One of the things that we offer to the people of Kingston is that we pray. So we have four requests for prayer, which I will read and then we will pray. So let us pray. May God help Tina and her family emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually. Please pray for Natalie, whose husband is in Cyprus. Their divorce is pending. She has stomach problems, no money. Please pray for all the people wrongly treated by the system in Britain. Please pray as I see the doctor on Thursday, says David, for my blood tests. We pray, God, for the living stones in your world, those who speak out and who face persecution, those who stand up and get beaten down, those who stay with the ones that everybody else ignores. We pray this day for the living stones in your world, O God, who work for peace. Whose lives have changed the world. Whose words inspire us all. Whose judgment saves us from destruction. We pray this day for the living stones in your world, O God, for those who are hungry and homeless, for those who are lost, those who are alone. Those who are sick. Those who are bereaved. The living stones that we love. God, you are our refuge. Let us not be put to shame. Let us hold fast to your promises and know that your call is true. Let us be built up for you, that your kingdom will come. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Bless the coins and the notes and the standing orders and the checks. Bless the administrators, the treasurers, the bookkeepers. Bless the visionaries, the elders. Let all this be your work, Lord Jesus. Amen. So John Cox decided that we would sing Eternal Father because he likes the tune. And then Denise said, that's a fantastic idea because the Barbaras are away on a cruise and the other day the sea was pretty rough. And so she also was going to ask for Eternal Father, strong to say. And anybody that eats fish this week, you should always remember Eternal Father, strong to say. If you're using a hymn book, it's number 58. We join to sing. God's blessing be with us as we go. A blessing from the one who calls us together. A blessing from the one who calls us to care. A blessing from the one who never deserts us. A blessing for all time, in all times, and in all places. A blessing from our gracious God. Amen.
How's it all going?
Okay, well, I will take you. Gladly. But I'll check up what Anne wants to do as well.
Oh, so, you're also last week, you have been
so.
Hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.